Joining us now is Steve Emerson. He's with the Investigative Project on Terrorism, a Washington, D.C. based terror analyst group. Steve, good to see you. You know, authorities in London are being quoted today as saying, we didn't have any warning, we had no intelligence, and that worries them. Should it?
It should definitely worry them. I mean, the fact is that MI5 and Scotland Yard are totally understaffed in relation to the ratio of agents to actual terrorist suspects. When you compare it to the FBI is thoroughly in tune with the ratio that's required. In this particular case, not only are they were surprised by this, but they're scouring almost every other possible vehicle in London because, according to law enforcement sources, the odds are great that there are other vehicles that were rigged with explosives that are also detonated to go off.
You know, Steve, I guess it shouldn't be in the big picture, the big scheme of things, shouldn't be such a huge surprise. It was that Home Secretary last year who said, we're surveilling about 1,600 people or so at this point, and we think there are about 30 active terror cells in this country.
Well, that's what they knew about. Now, that doesn't include what they didn't know about. So you can assume that this is a cell that they probably were not aware of. And the fact is that the type of operation that was visited on London on July 5th, 2005, that was sort of not directed by Al-Qaeda, but blessed by Al-Qaeda. And I suspect, now again, we don't know exactly who was the culprit here, but if it turns out to be Islamic militants, the most likely scenario is that there will be a connection going back to Pakistan with somebody getting the blessing to carry out such an operation.
You know, we should point out too, Steve, that it is really, really early in this investigation, but you know, people jump immediately to the symbolism of it. You've got a brand new prime minister who's been there 2 days. As you said, the 7/7 anniversary, the 2-year anniversary is next week. You know, typically, Islamic fundamentalists don't like the fact that there are nightclubs there, particularly one that last night was having ladies' night. And in the past, you know, authorities in the UK have busted just in the past year a couple of different plots, one of them targeting nightclubs. What do you read into that?
Well, that's in fact very interesting because one of the complaints issued out of one of the last will and testimony videos coming from the July 05 attacks was the decadence of Western society and the fact that women were lascivious and that there was a lot of cultural decadence emanating from British society. That wasn't the only complaint, but there certainly was one of them, and certainly it's consistent with this type of a car that would be in proximity to that. I must add also, they're also looking at the possibility that there are other targets. There may have been either some type of official living in that area, or there may have been some type of belief that somebody was going to be passing by that car the next day, that being today, that could have been detonated by a cell phone.
Steve Emerson with the Investigative Project. Steve, again, very early in all this, we're waiting for much more from police in the UK. Steve, thanks.
You're welcome.